apartment is my friend David Byrne featuring Ghost Train Orchestra. That was about as weird as I thought it was going to be. And also a sentiment I can relate to. Home is where all my stuff is. And there aren't other people there, making it the preferable place to go. My home is my friend. His apartment is his friend. I'm going to listen to the rest of the album, see what I think of it. There's a lot of music out this year, man. Every year, I guess it's the same. There's so much music out there. It's one of those things that makes me feel bad for people who only listen to one genre, but also makes me very jealous of people who only listen to one genre, because I wish that I could keep it that narrow. It would sure cut down on the amount of releases that I need to get through, which would be ideal. But that is not the case. That is not the world in which I live. So here we are. We are going to listen to Between the Buried and Me. I know this is a band that had some controversial shit going on with one of their members. It does sound like they have given him the boot. So we're going to check out this new one. This is called The Blue Nowhere. I haven't listened to the album yet. I was kind of hesitant to check it out, just knowing everything that went down, and finding out that he's gone helps. It's all out in there if you want to know about it. Between the Buried and Me controversy, I guess. I don't really want to get into it right now, so I won't. Let's check it out. This is The Blue Nowhere from their latest, and I hope you like it. I hope I like it. That's true of everything that I listen to. I hope that I like it. Most of the time I do. Yeah. Sorry. Let's go. This is here at Moose Radio.
Thank you.
Between the Buried and Me, The Blue. Now you are listening to Syrup Moose Radio on 93.9 FM CICK, Smithers Community Radio. You can also find me at a bunch of other stations. I believe I'm on 6 total stations now, which is wild. CJSF in Burnaby, CKUT in Montreal, CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, CFUR in Prince George, BC, and CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario. And thank you all. You're beautiful, every single one of you, especially if you listen to the show regularly and like get excited that the show's coming on. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I got some more music coming up here for you. I got some 1056. We've got Body Web. We've got Haley Williams. And we have got a Canadian electronic artist I only heard today for the first time, thanks to Earshot. Camilla Sparks, from their album I See You Run. The song's called I Like the Noise. We're going to hear that. That's actually the end of the show. We're going to hear that one. Not right now. I am truly, really and truly, like, dragging myself through some of this. And I could, I suppose, just fill the space with music. But I feel like there is a certain authenticity to just being present and being here and saying, I'm exhausted. maybe not. Maybe that is tedious and boring. That's possible, I suppose. So why don't we have a listen? This is 1056. The song is called Snapped Neck. I'm sure we're in for a very light time with this one. And I hope you like it. This is Syrup Moose Radio. We'll be back after 1056 with Snapped Neck.
I'm falling off the edge. Worse of the best plan ever. War open, that'll feel much better. World is false, but I'm wrong. Wait for no one left to show us your career. All my life, freely worthless so far. All my life, conceal it. Yeah.
That was 1056 with Snapped Neck, and you are listening to the final chunk of Syrup Mousse Radio. I hope you have been enjoying the show so far. I hope that you have been enjoying your week, or your weekend was restful, or your upcoming week is good. Honestly, I just want you to take care of yourselves. You deserve to. We all deserve some rest and to take care of ourselves. I know, for example, that I'm going to go upstairs shortly and have some butter chicken, and I am stoked about that. That is kind of all I can think about right now, to be totally honest with you. I will tell you all, since I have sort of posted it publicly now, I have announced three albums for 2026 because I have no chill and cannot stop. I will be releasing a new Megafauna album, which will be self-titled, a Grum Trencher album, The Bat and the Hellebore. I have mentioned that one on the show a couple times, and I had hoped to get it out this year, but it's just not ready, and so I'm going to spend the winter in my new house writing that album, and I think it's going to be good, but I didn't want to rush it out and not be happy with it. So there you go. I'm also releasing a new Venereal album. It is called The Power That When Wielded Corrupts. It's going to be nasty. If you have checked out the first one, you know, it's going to be gnarly, and I'm excited about it. Yeah, that's going to be my next year output. This year I have nothing left. I am going to be putting out a live album called 2025, that has just some of my favorite cuts from live shows this year. So look for that probably in December. If you are curious, you can find out more at where, say it with me, themarsh.ca. That is where everything gets posted. Follow me on Blue Sky and Instagram and all that stuff too, because I do post things there. And also, if you follow me on Blue Sky, I'm just posting all of my very, very smart and funny thoughts, right? I'm going to pretend we all agree on that. All right, folks, up next we've got Bodyweb with Shadowboxing. I don't know Bodyweb, but they showed up in my new music playlist, and I thought I'd give them a listen. And we're going to just do that together right now. So Shadowboxing, Bodyweb, let's get into it, and we will be back when that experience is over. Body Web Shadow Boxing, and you are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. What's going on, folks? How are we all feeling? We're going to listen to a new one from Hayley Williams up next. It does seem worth mentioning. I did see this week that the BCGEU, at least at time of recording, has started strike action. And I want to encourage you all, where possible, to support them. They are, I mentioned this last week on the show, looking for cost of living adjustments. And it's also because the union is such a significant and huge union, it's going to be really precedent setting for a lot of other job action in the future. And I would also like to shout out our premier for maybe one of the most asinine dismissals of job action that I have seen thus far. He said that, what did he say? I don't want to misquote his absolute clown shit. Essentially, he said that they may be out of luck for raises, which essentially diminishes this action. So he says thousands of striking BCGEU workers could be out of luck for a raise, says BC's premier. That's from City News Everywhere. So that's what he thinks. That's what he says. That he to make it about raises is to create a hostile environment towards these workers and all of us. Every single one of us should be wanting cost of living adjustments, right? And for the premier of our province to be so short-sighted and so diminishing is really, really disappointing. And remember, this is BC NDP. This is supposed to be the left in BC. And that's the attitude that he has. I mean, what's ironic, I guess, is that the BCGEU represents government employees. And so this is the government belittling its own employees and trying to make them seem like greedy villains. And I think that's bullshit. And frankly, you should too. And don't forget that when it comes time to vote again. Because we... Man, I don't have a good feeling about our next election. Mostly at this point because I don't have a good feeling about any election. I'm done being sold politicians. I do not trust a single one, and I think EB in this has disqualified himself from ever having conversations about meaningful labor action. So that's where I'm at with that situation. Hey, let's listen to some Hayley Williams. She's got a bunch of new stuff out. This song is called Kill Me, which is how I feel whenever I read a politician's quote.
Eldest daughters never miss their chances to learn the hardest lessons again and again. Carrying my mother's torment, I think I'm where the bloodline ends. I'll never do the right thing again. Another soul.
That was Hayley Williams with Kill Me. Up next, and the last song of the show, is Camilla Sparks with I Like the Noise. It says it's explicit, so keep your ears appropriate, whatever. I will be back next week. Please go to themarsh.ca and see what's going on there. Please go to smithersradio.com and see what's going on there. Support the radio. Support me. Support your art friends. Do good things for the people in your life that you care about. That's it, folks. Have an excellent week. I will be back, as I always am. Enjoy this one from Camilla Sparks.
I like the touching and the talking and the way that we drive. I like to wake up in my makeup and I say I'm alright. I like the elevators elevating all of the time. I like the noise. I like to feel that you're behind me when we're wasted in bed. I like the moaning and the groaning and the way that it's fed. I like that every opportunity will fuck with my head. I like the noise. The miserable considering they show up a lot. I like the fakers and the takers and the garments they got. I like the drinking and the winking and the healing again. I like the noise. You in the middle of the night and tell you that I wanna die. I like to cry, I like to whisper, I like to wake up alive. I like the colors when I'm naked, and I'm naked a lot. You like the grabbing, the sweating, the kissing a lot. Kissing a lot. I like the touching and the talking and the way that we drive. I like to wake up in my makeup and I say I'm alright. I like the up alive. Like music.